I think in that passage in Ephesians 4, in verse 3, we read, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And we spoke briefly about the bond of peace. But I want to go back to this word endeavor. Endeavoring to keep the unity. It doesn't say make unity. That's already been made. It doesn't say the unity of the body. There's no such thing. It's the unity of the Spirit that the Spirit has made. And for that, you go back to chapter 2 of Ephesians and you see that he's torn down that middle wall of division. That middle wall of division between Jew and Gentile has been torn down. And now God has made a holy habitation in the Spirit for God to dwell. And that is his house here in this scene. His church, the assembly, is that holy habitation of God. And in the Spirit. And so we are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. In other words, as we have here this idea in the bond of peace, in the bond of what was already established in chapter 2, we read that Christ is our peace. He's made peace. He is our peace. So in that and with that, because of what he's done, tearing down the middle wall of division, we're to endeavor. The word endeavor means to the point of exhaustion and sweat. It means to do our utmost to make sure that we tear down that in a practical sense. We recognize that it is torn down, but in our minds that we see to it that we don't build them back up, right? And so we endeavor to keep the unity. And I think it's important to mention, and we had this earlier, Steve, I think it's important to mention the attitude in which we to do this. Because the attitude's mentioned in verses 1 and 2. We're to walk worthy of the calling in which you've been called, with all lowliness and gentleness and long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. So that's the attitude. And if I could just pop back to Acts chapter 6 for a second, and just to remind us, what was their solution to solve this problem? Their solution was to find a man, to find men, that were full of faith, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom. And then later we read about Stephen, that he himself was full of grace. And that word faith in verse 8 should read grace, full of grace and power. So these five things that he's full of. So what does the word full mean? The word full means to be controlled by. Not just to fill up, but to be controlled. That is what's controlling me. So my faith is controlling me. The Holy Spirit is controlling me. Be filled with the Spirit of God, Scripture says in Ephesians 5:18. And then wisdom is controlling me, the wisdom of God's word. And then grace is controlling me. And power, the power of the Spirit of God, is controlling me. So when you look at these things, that is how we're able to tear down these walls that keep getting trying to be built up, right? It's not in our own strength, but it's recognizing what God's word says and then endeavoring to see to it that we do what we're told to do, instructed to do.
Tim, you said something a moment ago. There's no such thing as the unity of the body. Could you say a little bit more about that?
It's in Scripture, we are baptized into the body of Christ. And in that sense, that's the unity that he has established. And the Scripture calls it the unity of the Spirit. It nowhere calls it the unity of the body. And so oftentimes, especially many years ago, about 20 years ago, there was a great emphasis on the unity of the body. And really, truly, it's the unity of the Spirit, not the unity of the body. Unity of the body gets us going down the wrong track. And what Scripture teaches us is the unity of the Spirit.
That's very helpful.